Blog Talk Radio.
Let there be light, my light. Let there be roads to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to be. Let there be light of my life. Let me know eternal peace. Let the waves upon the ocean sweep me off my feet. Let my heart fill with silence of the open.
Hello, everyone. This is Cynthia Fontaine. Thank you for tuning into my show today, Transforming Your Life and Your Light. And today's topic is, are you living your life on purpose? Or is life just happening to you? That was Kev Rowe that you just heard. And you can find him at kevro.bandcamp.com. He is a fantastic artist out of New York, and he writes his own music and is a fabulous guitarist and musician. So check him out. It's, again, kevro.bandcamp.com, kevroe.bandcamp.com. So I want to thank Kev for allowing me to play his music. And I feel today that I'd like to start with some deep breathing and get us into just a slight meditation, not just, you know, a minute or so, not very long. I just feel that it's important with this topic or today in general, and it could be just the energy that I'm picking up in general with, you know, the people on the call, people who are listening in the future, because it doesn't matter if you're listening now or if you're listening, you know, later on today or even a month or 6 months from now. This is live and evergreen. So the energy will always be there, and it will continue to build, actually, as more and more people listen to the broadcast. But I just feel like we need to do a little meditation today and just ground a little bit. I am in the chat room just before we do that. So if you would like to join me in the chat room, I am in the chat room, or you can also call in. And the number to call in is 818-691-7313. Again, the call-in number is 818-691-7313. So if you would like to call in and speak with me today, please feel free to do so. I would be happy to take your call. So let's just get started here with a little meditation. The first thing that we're going to do is we want to ground our feet to Mother Earth. And the way you do this, if you've never meditated before, I'll just give you a brief explanation. It's very simple. You know, so many people are afraid of meditation because we have this idea in our head that, you know, you have to go sit in a room or sit out in nature on your meditation cushion, and you've got to sit there for hours at a time. And realistically, that is difficult for people today. You know, we're so busy. We've got the kids to run places to. We've got the jobs to run to. We've got all sorts of things going on in our lives. And it can be really difficult to get that block of time to do that. It's absolutely fabulous if you are able to do that. And for the times when you're not able to do that, you can take just quick little snippets of meditation throughout your day, wherever you can fit them in. You can do it at a stoplight. I've had the best meditation at a red light before. And trust me, if you feel you're going to go, you know, you go deep the guy behind you is going to let you know when it's time to go and the light turns green. No worries ever about that. So now, I'd like you to sit with both feet firmly on the floor, legs uncrossed, hands open, palms facing up. And as you sit in this position, I'd like you to take several deep belly breaths. Now, if you're unfamiliar with belly breaths or diaphragmic breathing, the way to learn this or practice this is to place your hand on your belly. And as most of us breathe normally, we only breathe on the top part of our lungs, very shallow breath. And we never really get the fresh oxygen into the bottom of our lungs. But if you do diaphragm breathing or belly breathing, you will get oxygen all the way to the bottom of your lungs, and that helps to move any toxins that you have that get lodged down there up and out of your body, which is a really important factor, for good health. So you want to be able to get the oxygen down to the bottom of your lungs and then give it a big push out and get all those toxins out of your lungs. Grief can also be stored in your lungs. So if you have any grief in your life and you have lung problems, then, there is a connection there. Once you are able to identify the grief and deal with the grief, very oftentimes you will find that the physical problem will resolve itself. So if you have any lung issues going on, you might want to think about, where in my life am I feeling grief? Okay, so again, you put your hand on your belly for some deep belly breaths. And rather than your shoulders raising as you breathe in, your belly is going to fill with air and raise first before your shoulders. And that is how you can tell that you are doing this breathing correctly. And when you breathe out, I'd like you to breathe out a big, real audible whoosh, or you can do an ah. And you can feel the shift already just with me doing that low ah, and that wasn't even a big breath out. You can feel the shift in the energy, and it's a really calming thing to do. So it's another thing, if you find yourself in a situation where you're tense or you're upset, just take a minute and take a couple of breaths and just do a exhale out. It signals the body to relax, and it releases endorphins that, are good for you and so forth. So just do that. Okay, so now, as our feet are on the ground, we're going to do our belly breathing. And imagine, as you're breathing in, that you have roots coming out the bottom of your feet. And I want you to anchor those roots deep into Mother Earth. You can even wrap them around the core, the molten core, if you'd like, of the Earth, if you really need a lot of stabilization. Like me, I'm out of my body a lot. So I really have to ground to keep in the body. So if that is the case for you, too, you might want to wrap your little self right around that core so you're really, really grounded. So now, as your roots are firmly planted in Mother Earth, oh, feel how good that feels just to be there in communion with Mother Earth. We just feel the vibration of her energy. Just let it come throughout your whole body. Such a wonderful thing. If you don't get connected to nature as often as you should, make a point this week, this weekend, to really get out in nature, touch the dirt, hug a tree. When they say hug a tree, I really mean hug a tree. It's great for your soul and for your energy. So imagine, as you are grounded to Mother Earth, feel the vibration, and you can even in your mind, if you'd like to hug a tree, hug a tree. And take some deep belly breaths, breathe in through your nose, and out through your mouth with a big ah. Oh, feel how good that shift is. And a nice deep breath in again. And ah. Oh, I love that. It just brings you right into a moment of peace. So now that we are grounded and we're feeling blissful, I'd like you to take this moment and anchor this blissful feeling in your memory. And you can access this any time of day or night if you're feeling overwhelmed or feeling stressed. Just remember, you can access this blissful moment of peace at any time. And you can program that the bliss stays with you throughout the day as well. So, you know, this is a great technique for you to use at the beginning of your day. Also another great thing to do at the end of your day, you know, when you're getting tucked into bed, saying your grateful gratitude list for the night or whatever, which I highly recommend, by the way. You can do some breathing along with that. So when you go to bed at night and when you get up in the morning, especially, in the morning it's great to do affirmations, positive affirmations. It's also a great thing to, before you get out of bed, say, oh, thank you, you know, your bed for giving me such a lovely night's sleep. And if you didn't have such a great night's sleep in the bed, try to find something positive anyway. If you have comfortable sheets, or if you love your pajamas or the color of your room or whatever it may be, it's a great idea to be, thanks, start your day with being thankful for the comfort that you did have. If you have a roof over your head, to keep the weather out, that is something to be grateful for. So even if you can just say that, and if you don't have a roof over your head and you're listening from somewhere on the street to this broadcast, then, you know, you might be just thankful that you woke up for another day. And today's going to be a great day, and it's going to bring fabulous new things. So when you can start your day like that, the day has to bring you fabulous things. Program the day to bring you fabulous things, which brings us around to our topic tonight, it's evening here on the East Coast in the United States and in Canada. I know it's in the middle of the afternoon if you're on the West Coast, out in California or Vancouver. So wherever you're listening from today, whatever your time is, I wish you a wonderful day anyway. So all right, let's come back to our topic here, and that is, are you living your life on purpose? What does that mean exactly? Well, let's think about that. Are you living your life on purpose? Well, if you want to do anything on purpose, it would mean that you have an intention to do something or accomplish something. You are doing something and expect a certain outcome or so forth. So, are you living your life on purpose? Or is life just happening to you or around you? So where are the things in your life that you are doing on purpose? One thing you can do on purpose, if your life is not on purpose at the moment, is just start simply with the morning affirmation. Do your gratitude in the morning and say something, you know, like today my destiny is going to find me. You could say, today I'm going to look for one good thing to happen to me, which is, even though it's vague, it is programming and letting the universe know that you're expecting that, and they will deliver whatever you ask for. The thing is, most of us don't ask for what we really want, or we don't know what we really want. So how could you live your life on purpose and know what you want? Well, let's say, for example, you're in a job that pays okay, but you're really so unhappy. Yet, you can't really leave the job, or you feel you can't leave the job, because it brings you stability. Well, if there isn't a way for you to be able to sort of veg out of that job, then take the time when you're away from that job to do things that you really love. And ask yourself, what makes my heart sing? Because when you find what makes your heart sing and you follow that path, then you can bring that into your life as a profession very oftentimes. And then very often, the other job can eventually, you can let go of it when you are living a life that really fulfills your heart and your soul, you will be provided for. It's when we stay in jobs or in relationships that really don't feed us anymore is when things happen, illness starts to perhaps be created in our bodies. There's all sorts of things that can go wrong. And being unhappy is no fun. So if you are unhappy with your work or unhappy with the relationships, I really urge you to take a look at that. And I'm not saying to end the relationship or walk out of the job, because I wouldn't recommend that, especially not working with you directly. Take a look at those things and see possibly if there's a place where you could make improvement. A really good exercise I like to give couples, if you're, really not getting along, and even if it's been for a long period of time, try this for 30 days. If you are willing and you really, really want to work on a relationship and saving the relationship, then for 30 days, make a vow to each other that you will say, do one positive thing for each other in the morning before you go out the door. And make a promise to say no negative things to each other for 30 days. You will be surprised how that can transform your relationship. And very often by the end of the 30 days, couples who are ready to sign divorce papers have looked at each other and said, oh my God, we still love each other. What were we thinking? So it's getting back to that blissful feeling. Oh, everybody take a deep breath and just relax for a moment. And before I forget, because I often do, and then we run out of time, we have just a little more than 11 minutes left here. I just want to let you know how to find me. You can find me on Facebook and Twitter. I'm also on Pinterest, although I haven't quite got the hang of that yet. So I don't post a lot on there, and I really have a full schedule. And then adding all the media onto it on top of it really, really takes a lot of time. So that being said, you can find me on Twitter and at Cynthia Fontaine, at Cynthia Fontaine. On Facebook, you can find me at facebook.com, Intuitive Medium, Psychic, Gifted Healer, Animal Communicator, Inspirational Teacher, Cynthia Fontaine. I know that is a mouthful. And again, I ask this every week. If anyone knows how to change that or suggest a shorter title that sort of encompasses everything I do, I am totally open to that. I'm also an alchemist, and I have my own company and private label, Alchemy of the Earth, where I have all natural body products, salt scrubs, sugar scrubs, fabulous all-natural massage oils, really, really great products, and a body butter that will knock your socks off. I have a lot of customers who have eczema or had eczema, and this body butter just does amazing things for people's skin. So check that out, and the website is www.alchemyoftheearth.com. You can also find my public or private website, my own website, and that is www.cynthiafontaine.com, CynthiaFontaine. Let's see. If you have trouble finding me on Facebook with that huge long title, you can find my private page, which is CynthiaFontaine.142. I will let you know, though, that really nothing happens on my private page, and all the action that goes on is on my public page. And I often do things like, for example, this past weekend, I'll do things, crazy things, like I'll put a question out, and I said, okay, who can guess what I'm studying right now? And I give the person who guessed correctly a free reading, and that was Margaret Mulhall Healy of Ireland. So Margaret had her reading yesterday with me, and it was a really enjoyable meeting Margaret on Skype, and it was a lot of fun speaking with her. So there's fun things like that that happen on my Facebook page. So like my public page, and you never know when I'm going to pop on and do fun things like ask a question and then pick a winner for who can answer the question. Or sometimes I just will go on and pick randomly for somebody to have a reading. But I do these little contests and things like that. So join me there on Facebook. And my email is CynthiaFontaine@live.com. I like to keep it simple. So it's just my name. If you Google me, I will come up all over the place. You will be able to find me. Trust me. I do get hundreds of emails a day. I do have to let you know. So if you need to reach me, if you'd like to set up an appointment, it's best to message me through Facebook, as I have occasionally missed an email or two because I just get so many. It's very difficult to keep up with them. But I do see all my messages on Facebook, and normally I check that a couple of times a day. So if you'd like to schedule an appointment for a reading with me, I am also taking private coaching clients at the moment, and I have a special going on for coaching sessions. My normal fee is $125 an hour for a reading or a healing session. And right now, I am running a special of 6 coaching sessions for only $450. That is a great bargain, and I let you split it up into 2 payments if you'd like. And you have the choice of doing 2 coaching sessions a month, or you can do 1 coaching session a month and stretch it out over 6 months. So if you are interested in doing having some coaching with me, that six or $450 is really a great bargain. So take advantage of that. If you'd like to get in on that, message me on Facebook or send me an email. So let's get back to, are you living your life on purpose? Well, so many of us just sort of let life happen around us. Is that how you live your life? Do you set goals or set intentions of what you'd like to see in your life? We can do dream boards or vision boards and put them away in the closet and hope that things come true. But yet, if you take no action towards seeing those things come to fruition, I mean, sometimes the universe does just bring things to you lovingly and without having to, you know, plan or work for them. That happens all the time. But it's always a good thing to do a little planning, a little strategic planning, and, you know, do what you can to facilitate the direction you want to go in. For example, if you wanted a new job, you could, you could tell yourself, oh, I just want a new job. I hate this job. I have to get out of this job. And take no steps to go in a direction to work towards getting out of the job. Or you could perhaps take a couple of classes online, working towards some kind of new skill or certificate or degree. Or you could If you like the type of work that you do or have skills in other areas, you could update your resume. And if you don't have a resume, you could make a resume. If you don't know how to do that, there's lots of help on the internet. If you're listening to me today, at any point, then you probably have access to the internet. There's lots of free help out there where you can learn how to build a resume. So those are some steps that you could choose to take to move into a purposeful direction, or purpose, being on purpose with your life. Doesn't that feel good? It's empowering, isn't it? To say, well, you know, I could just complain about being in a job that I don't like, or I could take some steps towards doing something I really love. How gratifying is that? It just feels so good and it feels so right. And the same thing goes for a relationship. You really have to ask yourself, when we start a relationship, it's always great. And, you know, not everyone is meant to be in a relationship with someone for a lifetime. It's so rare that you find your twin flame, I will call them, and that you spend a lifetime together. But that being said, so often, and it's so easy now just to walk away from a relationship rather than working at it and really getting down to how to fix the relationship. Not so much what went wrong with the relationship, but what went right with the relationship. And that's going to be a whole another topic for another day. I don't want to get too far into that, especially since we just have 2 minutes left here. Oh, my gosh, I can't believe how fast this time goes. I'm just making a note here, I think next week's show I'm going to do what went right in our relationship. Because, you know, when you focus on positive things, more positive things happen. And you can apply that to living your life on purpose as well. What is going right in your life? Think about that for a moment. Where in your life can you look at things and say, well, this has gone right, or I did this really well? And again, you can also ask yourself, if you're not living the life of your dreams, if you're not in your dream job, ask yourself, what is my passion? What really brings me joy? Because where you find your joy is where you find happiness. And when you are living joyfully, whatever that may be doing, the means to do so will come. Isn't that great? So what is going right in your life? And also ask yourself, how did I get there? Did I get there on purpose, or did it just sort of happen? When you ask any successful professional how they became successful or accomplished what they did, you know, they will very often say, well, I had goals and I had a vision and I worked every day towards those goals. So take one step every day to the life that you want to live and be on purpose with it. It doesn't have to be complicated, doesn't have to be overwhelming, but make a point to take at least do one thing every single day to put the building blocks in to living that life on purpose. I have got to get an hour show here. I think I'm going to actually go on April Reynolds' network on Blog Talk Radio so I can get the hours, since I can't, Blog Talk is not taking upgrades at the moment. It hasn't been for the last 2 months. So, again, I want to leave you with asking yourself, am I living my life on purpose? June's a very harmonious month, and I'd like you to keep that in mind. So be harmonious this month. Find me on Facebook and Twitter, Cynthia Fontaine @CynthiaFontaine. I love you guys. Peace out. Take care.
Let there be light in my life. Let there be roads to eternity. Let the cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. Let me all free like the spirit I've met.